Episode 80 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, finds us again in the Batcave of Count Richard Cheney, Vice President of the Known World, and the evil vampire at the heart of the administration. Here we find Count Cheney, the living head of Henry Kissinger, and their evil assistant Rumsfeld awaiting the arrival of the President. Let us join them.
It was perfect for George, I suppose, but it wasn't really much of a speech.
I told the writing team, it's just a very long collection of one-line sound bites. They said Rove wanted applause lines every 40 to 80 seconds.
Really? Well, they mostly succeeded.
But the spin machine overheated and seized up more than once. Fortunately, Zell Miller comes with his own spin machine.
It certainly got a workout. Even I've never been that vicious.
Oh, Master, don't be glum. You're often that vicious, but you do it with true savoir-faire.
He's had 200 years to practice.
And don't think I didn't. What did you think of Arnold, Henry?
He's rather grotesque. He looks more like a comic book character every year.
It's the steroids. His heart will explode someday.
Yes, it's what keeps him from being a serious danger. Bit of a demagogue, you know.
With a highly questionable grasp of his own biography.
I wondered about that. When would he have seen Soviet tanks in his hometown?
Oh, about a year before he was born, Master.
And insinuating that Austria was a socialist country was just a bit
It's more socialist than Saudi Arabia.
True, though I wish you wouldn't mention Saudi Arabia. They've been a bit of an embarrassment just lately.
Dick? John?
Hey, Conference Henry. Cavern, sir.
Who is with him?
Ashcroft and Rudy Giuliani.
Giuliani. Goody.
I thought you liked Giuliani.
I normally like anyone who is nakedly greedy, but Rudolph has been playing hero with an eye to the Oval Office just lately.
That is an unsettling thought. He's not easily controlled, but he also suffers from hero worship. We can use that. Where are they, Rumsfeld?
They've stopped in the Monument Hall for a moment.
I don't know. That's pretty ugly.
Well, Nixon weren't no looker.
He don't look as weird as Hoover.
Well, nobody ever looked as weird as the director, and he looks pretty strange in that tutu. But Nixon looks just plain creepy. Is that really him, or is that a replica?
No, that's him.
They tried to revive him, make an even newer Nixon. Didn't work.
No, he kept rattling to pieces.
And complaining. Come on.
Ah, here you all are. Rudolph.
Well, it's an honor to visit you here, sir. Dick. How are you?
Howdy, Don.
Gentlemen. Howdy,
Henry.
Hey, fellows, have a chair. These are chairs.
They're very famous chairs.
He's famous for causing grievous bodily harm.
Makes the best of it.
Why, it's easy for you to say, Doctor. You ain't nothing but a head on a tray. What's this hose do?
It's my oxygen supply. Sit down and shut up.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
Will, George. We did very nicely from the convention.
We're gonna win, huh?
Well, I shouldn't go that far.
What about that there bounce?
What bounces up always comes back down, and we are in a particularly vulnerable position at the moment.
Yes, Afghanistan is coming apart on us.
Why, you said they's gonna have free elections.
So they shall, but we've only registered a bit less than half the eligible voters.
The rest shoot at us.
And the Taliban have reformed in the north. We are also a half step from losing Iraq. We are faced with the prospect of invading another country in order to distract from our current failures.
That's terrible. That's like Clinton wagging that dog.
Your point, Rudolph?
Well, why can't we win honestly?
You've changed since 9/11.
Yeah, you used to be as dishonest as the rest of us.
And you knew your speech was, shall we say, of dubious honesty?
Well, yeah, but I'm a hero. I'm America's mayor. I got aspirations.
That will fail. Your past is not without some problems.
We'd thought about elevating you to the High Court, but we doubt you'd survive congressional hearings.
And in a presidential campaign, same. We do not control the wedding.
You mean stuff like my divorce?
Ah, Ms. Hanover. Yes, she's a problem as well.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about that little incident a few years ago?
Yes, we are. What are we talking about?
None of your business, Mr. President.
Am I going to have to get my ropes ready?
Ashcroft, you always want to hang things.
Well, I like hanging folks. These lots of folks ain't never going to look better than hanging from a good stout tree.
John Kerry?
Kerry? Nope. Edwards, he'd look right fine a-hanging by gobs. Kerry's a loose and saggy. Tall bunch up and make him look like a consigned raisin.
Interesting imagery. And Rudolph, I can assure you that John would be quite willing to hang a fellow Republican.
And that's my ruling.
If I want to be president, I should make...
Consider being president of a nice little company.
Perhaps you could get your own reality series. America's Mayor. Every week you could take over a troubled small town and bring the New York solution to all of America.
You could bring Ashcroft along as guest executioner.
Boy, who'd do my job?
Who does it now?
14-year-old intern named Suki Akishida.
Well, she can still do it.
Well, all right, then. Hey, we gotta talk about me some more. You gotta get me reelected, you and Rule.
We're working on it, George.
We get kicked out of office, my dad'll laugh at me, and there'll be investigations, and then we'll all be in trouble.
You are quite right, George. It remains to be seen what effect Kerry's new ads have.
I'm afraid they're rather good.
That's unfortunate.
Kerry's people are organizing an anti-Swift Vets campaign.
It's about time. Foolish Democrats thought that discrediting them would be enough.
Dr. Goebbels discovered through research, thanks to Madison Avenue, that constant repetition gives a good lie substance.
It saved us often enough.
Ain't a lie if it gets the job done. Then it's a tactical maneuver.
Hey, that's a good one, John.
Put it on Dexter's laboratory, by gosh. Huh.
And some folks thinks cartoons is dumb. So, am I going to get reelected?
I just told you, we are working on it, Joe.
Well, I ain't reassured. I got a whole new agenda worked out. Me and Carl run it up on my Sims game. We're going to make Homer the new Secretary
of
State.
That's not Sims, Mr. President. That's Simpsons.
Go!
Make it sounds funny, I suppose.
Episode 80 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. Celebrity impersonations are a great hedge against inflation. Talk to your investment advisor about adding celebrity impersonations to your portfolio. This is Pablo T. Flies for The Average Network. Stay tuned!